D. Mason. 102.5, 106.3 the game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason hanging out with you. We're at Pete and Terry's Tavern at Bridgestone Arena for the Predators and the Kings later on tonight. But now it's time to have our weekly conversation with Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee, who's on the line with us. Coach, how are you?
Doing well. How are y'all doing?
We're doing fantastic. Look, I know, you know, those games are going to happen against the top-ranked team in the country in Georgia. What were some things that you've been able to take away to use to help your team continue to grow and move forward?
Yeah, obviously that's the challenge, right? Because football is an emotional game, and you know both the staff and the team put a lot into it, and we're not proud of that game, but we have to own it and we have to learn from it. And you know, the key takeaways were offensively about making the available play. We had opportunities in the first half to capitalize on some explosive shots. You know, we had a receiver behind a corner, and we had a wheel route that was open on the sideline, and we had a drive that was extending into their territory, and we fumbled the ball. And so, you know, we can't miss opportunities to, again, create explosives. We can't miss opportunities to score points, including the field goal miss before half. You know, that has less to do with Georgia and more to do with us, again, making the available play. Defensively, I thought we had a better performance. You know, it's hard to say that after when you look at the point total, but you know, I felt like Georgia made plays on balls that were contested. We had guys in better position. You know, our opportunities there become about detail and getting off the field on third down. You know, about getting to our technique faster than the opponent. So, you know, playing as one of 11th, we don't have. You know, we're not in a position right now where we're creating a lot of. We're not problem solving. So, you know, when we have exposure, when we have a structural breakdown, it's getting exposed. It's getting capitalized on by our opponent. And, you know, that means that we have to have 11 guys that are playing with attention to detail every snap. And so in doing that, we have a chance to go from game participants to actually, you know, dominating play. And we need to get into that mode quickly here as we go on the road to play another SEC team.
Coach Clark Lee is with us, and that team is Missouri, as you'll head to Columbia this week to take on the Tigers. What do you like about the matchup that your team can get against them as you look for your first SEC win?
They're going to challenge us defensively. They have a good defensive front, and they are long and twitchy and fast. And we have to stay committed. We have to stay faithful to establishing a run game. I think there are going to be opportunities for us on the perimeter, and we need to win our one-on-ones out there. This is an aggressive style defense that is going to allow for us to be able to create some one-on-ones on the edges. And so by committing to the run game and hopefully, you know, being able to separate the box as they're moving and blitzing, you know, we can puncture some runs. And again, if we can get the ball up in the air and over the top and connect on some of those one-on-one shots, you know, we have a chance to get some success offensively. As far as our defense goes, they're going to test you with formations and play design. Obviously they have some skilled players as well. But this is about us dialing into our plan and our vision and, again, playing with that detail. I think we're going to be able to get them to third down. Can we do a better job of finishing off drives defensively? And if we can, then, you know, obviously, you know, we're going to be able to play a tight game. If we can't, then we're going to allow them to extend. And what's happened to us here in the last three contests is we've been on the field too long defensively, and we're not at a point yet where we can do that. We need to have game control on offense, and we need to get off the field defensively, and those things will be critical in our success on Saturday.
Now, Coach, with five games remaining, that including the game this weekend versus Missouri, how do you – because once you get – you're in a season, and you're in half of – more than half of the season thus far, but you know that this team that you may need to make some changes here and there as the season continues to progress to try to put your team in the best position to win a ball game. But how do you do that as a head coach but not give this illusion of, hey, listen, our season is done? You as a head coach are just looking to make your team better and giving your team every opportunity to win each and every week.
Yeah. So, it's important for us when we make decisions as a coaching staff that we're making decisions to strengthen this team. And, our goal here is to find three wins through the back half of this season to get this team bowl eligible. We want to fight for a 13th game together. Our players are excited to do that. So that means we explore all options, though, Derek. So we're not going to, sit back and not actively try to tip the balance on the field, based off, an older player or based off someone with more experience. We're going to constantly look to shuffle the deck and say, what is the best 11 to get out there? And, in doing that, you earn the trust of your team.
We're talking to Clark Lee as they prepare to play Missouri. So, Clark, as you've gone up against some heavyweights, no question about it. I even look at Wake Forest as a heavyweight, the way they can play toe-to-toe. So how much better do you think your group has gotten, even though you look at the scoreboard, it says one thing, but do you think you've seen improvement just going up against some of the best in college football?
Well, yeah, certainly we've seen improvement. And that doesn't mean we've closed the gap on those teams. Obviously, the scores would indicate that, we've got a lot of work ahead of us, and I don't know that that's any, it's not a surprise from where we are. We knew we have a lot of work ahead, but when you talk about the team's performance, if you just draw a line last year from, the Georgia game a year ago to the Georgia game this year, it was hard to even talk about having showed up a year ago. We went out there with the intention to compete on Saturday. We weren't able to get the offense going. Had we been able to capitalize on some of those plays that were available to us, you're looking at a score that's certainly closer than 28-0 at halftime, and that's how you put pressure on those teams. And we got a lot of work in developing the roster we have and recruiting our future team to keep closing the gap on the Alabamas and the Georgias. But our focus right now is on how we play better as a team this season, and we know that we can play certainly better than we did last weekend, and we're going to need to, because we have a tough slate ahead, and it's going to be a challenge for us. But I think this is about again finding that growth through the season, so that we can continue to build this program forward. Certainly improvement. I know that the score doesn't necessarily indicate that, and we're tired of being in games that the opponent's able to put distance between us and them too soon. We want to play in contested ball games where we have a chance to be in a fourth quarter, and then we have let the culture of our program and the character of our program shine, and we need to be able to do that here as we close out the season.
You mentioned the fumble. I was watching McGowan. He's such an exciting young player, and he's got such a bright future. He's such a unique guy that can really make everybody else around him better, the way he stretches the field and makes everybody guard him in space. What do you talk to him about on a play like that, where he's fighting for extra yards, he's trying to lunge forward there and just maybe exposes the ball a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, this is the ball security work we do daily, and I think as the more you play, the more you realize how exposed you are in those moments. Even if the ball is not necessarily exposed, but you realize as you're fighting pressure and trying to fight for extra yardage, a blindside hit can be devastating. And so for him, to have two hands on the ball to squeeze it. And we say chin up, but squeeze it tight to his chest. And as he fights for those yards, to be conscious of the fact that, there are going to be people coming that aren't in his plane of vision that, are going to be looking to attack the ball. And Georgia was able to do that in that situation. It's a learning moment for him. And certainly one that, he's going to have to continue to grow from, because he's going to have the ball in space a bunch. And that's not the last time that he's going to have, you know, the chance to extend the play. He can't extend the play at the cost of possession.
Coach, best of luck this weekend against Missouri. Always appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure, guys. You take care.
Yep.
Coach Clark Lee, Vanderbilt football coach, as they will take on Missouri. You can hear all of their games on 93.3 Classic Hits with coverage starting at 1:30 on Saturday. We'll have our trivia question coming up next. And also reset the stadium stuff. But first, Derek, you have a word on Cool Springs MD.
Yes, I do, because they've helped me out a lot, and it can help many men out there just as well as they've helped me in the past and moving forward in the future. So I need to tell you this about Cool Springs, man. Over the years, more men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances, and Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife Daphne, along with that experienced staff, give men the treatment required to improve their quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of Brentwood, Nashville, yes, myself included, and the surrounding areas in Tennessee with improving their immune systems, energy levels, cognitive functions, and more. They are there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. There's no better time to achieve a healthy lifestyle, men. So what are you waiting on? Give Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and Cool Springs MD a call today for an appointment at 615-486-3458. That's 615-486-3458. Or visit their website at coolspringsmd.com.